I think it's actually one of the most critical things we need to do.
Let me enrich this idea, if I may, by sharing with you the story of an American journalist who ended up writing one of the best-selling books of the modern era. How many of you have ever heard of a book called The World is Flat? Great. For those of you who have not, The World is Flat is written by Tom Friedman, who is the foreign affairs columnist for the New York Times. And this is a guy who, for decades, has had a great deal of... All right, it just means I will be calling on you later on for maximum humiliation. There are people here who can attest to just how pleasurable that is. Tom Friedman, who has been sophisticated about other cultures for a long time, found himself on the 12th of September, about 10 years ago now, completely mystified and unable to explain what had happened in America. And in the wake of 9/11, he decided to take a journey around the world in an effort to find the answer to one simple question, very candidly, which was, how could anybody hate us that much? And he went to a number of Muslim countries asking that question. But he also went to India, which may sound peculiar because India is a predominantly Hindu country. But, as I'm sure most of you would know, if you took the Muslim population of India and declared it its own country, it would be the second largest Muslim country in the world. So it was important for him to go to India as well. Thank you for indulging my story, which we would call the Silicon Valley of India, the high-tech center of India. He met the chairman of a company called Infosys, who brought him into the heart of Infosys' communications. And showed him how they conduct live video conferences all over the world. And there in front of Tom Friedman were 10 large television screens. And there was London, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Rio de Janeiro, Johannesburg, Berlin, the entire world communicating with itself, live and in real time. And the chairman of this company looked at Tom Friedman and said, playing field has been leveled, hasn't. And that's where Tom Friedman got the idea to write the book, The World is Flat. What does he mean? What he means is critical for you to understand. He means that due to today's technology, anyone can plug and play. Anyone can connect, compete, and collaborate. You want to be a broadcaster, you don't have to be the BBC. Get yourself a computer and you can podcast tomorrow. You want to be a publisher, you don't have to be Penguin. Get yourself a computer, you can blog tomorrow. The technology of mass communication, ladies and gentlemen, has been democratized. But the techniques have not. And that's why I'm here. I'm here because mastering the techniques of mass communication in today's world is no longer an option, it's an obligation. That, in a nutshell, is what I stand for. I stand for the idea that there is a certain group of people who do know how to navigate this stakes-high, moment-brief world that we live in. And they are media. And I would like to humbly assert that you should emulate them to your great advantage and ignore them at your peril. So what's the cake? If actually succeeding in the media is only the icing, how many of you are curious to know what the cake is? Great. Here's the cake. The cake is to be able to communicate with media rigor in your business lives. Whether you ever get on Britain's talk shows or not, whether you're ever covered by The Independent and the BBC or not, I hope you will be. I spend 3 days showing people how to make that happen. And yet, to me, it is the lesser of the two agendas that I have. The greater of the two agendas that I have is to show you how to use media rigor in your business lives. And the way I would characterize the challenges that we face in today's world would be with the following 3 points. A,
Never has the long form been so dependent on the short form. I'll repeat, never has the long form been so dependent on the short form. It is that soundbite, headline, hyperlink world. It is that you've got to write the short memo on why the longer memo is necessary, or the longer memo will not be read. Never has the long form been so dependent on the short form. B, never has the written word been so dependent on the spoken word. What do I mean by that? Look, how many of you are above the age of 35? Great. How many of you are below the age of 25? Okay? Guess what? With all due respect to those of you who are below the age of 25, if you were to take an MRI of your brains as opposed to ours, they would look different. Because you are used to a rapid-fire pace of stimulation that we did not entirely grow up with. But that has won the day. How has that manifested in terms of the way that you and I communicate with the world? Well, even what we write has got to have a kind of a spoken feel to it. Take a look at Twitter. Is Twitter writing? Yes or yes? It is writing, isn't it? But isn't it writing in an extremely oral kind of way, in a very chatty kind of way? I equate Twitter to a digital tapas bar. You know what a tapas bar is, where you go and you have morsels of Spanish dishes, and hopefully after a while you've had enough of them so that they are mistaken for a meal. Twitter is a digital tapas bar. Twitter is little teeny. Twitter may well be written, but it's spoken language. And even more profoundly, now that video technology is so inexpensively produced, it has become everyone's obligation on their website to have video. The world needs to see and hear you speak. I don't care if you own a dry cleaning franchise. The world needs to see and hear you speak. Does that mean that the written language is dead? No. It does mean that you initially, at least, have to write in a way that is equivalent to what you would say to someone to grab their attention quickly. Who does that? The BBC 24/7. Who does that? The editors of The Independent, who craft the headlines to get your emotional juices going. So that's trend number two. Remember, trend number one was, never has the long form been so dependent on the short form. Number two, never has the written word been so dependent on the spoken word. Number three, never has our sense of things been so dependent on the sensation of things. For better or for worse, we live in a sensationalized world. This sometimes means that ideas are rendered into an unrecognizably superficial. This sometimes means that profound ideas can be cheapened in this sensationalistic world. Have any of you ever had that perception? That as Joni Mitchell said in a great song a couple of generations ago, something's lost, but something's gained. A lot of profundity has fallen by the wayside. Look. I had the great privilege of a little while ago, of addressing 100 of the best trial lawyers in the United States. They brought us to the island of Kauai in Hawaii. And by definition, to be admitted into this society, these were all plaintiffs' lawyers. You had to have had many, many multi-million dollar judgments under your belt. So I was asked to get up in front of 100 of the best communicators in the United States and talk to them about communication. accepting this gig was a very stupid thing. I probably should have turned it down. I had no choice, therefore, but to be very candid with them. When somebody said, look, why do we need to be able to speak in sound bites if every time we get up to address a jury, for an opening statement especially, the judge allows us 1 hour and that jury can't go anywhere? And I said, well, just because they're captive does not mean they're captivated. And just because they're seat-bound does not mean they're spellbound. The question becomes, how do you need to speak everywhere you go to command the attention that you want for yourself, your product, your service, your agenda? I am speaking to you now by virtue of a microphone and some speakers. We call this a PA system. I would like to take those two letters and expand upon them and say that in order for you to be the communicator that you need to be, PA has to have two other meanings as well. Number one, in order for you to be that communicator, you have to precisely articulate your message. Precisely, concisely, elegantly, memorably, arrestingly, colorfully, call it what you will. PA stands for precise articulation, but that's not enough. You also have to predictably access that part of yourself from which you move people. I had the extraordinary privilege of being a primetime talk show host in the radio capital of the world. I had thousands of people over the 10 years I was there, across from me, sharing their story. I'm never bored by anyone. But I will say this. For you to be able to predictably access that the second PA, that part of yourself from which you move people, is one of the most vital skills in the world. How many of you think that to be able to predictably access your heart and the heart of your message would be a very, very useful skill set? Good. Then I want to stop talking about it and show you how it can happen. Fair enough? I didn't come here to lecture. I came here to work. Now, I can only mold the clay that is there, which means I'm going to need some volunteers. And that's what I'd like to do, essentially, with the rest of the evening. I would like to declare this, with your permission, a sort of an insider's tutorial. How does that sound? I would like to declare this, with your permission, an impromptu masterclass. Fair enough? In which, like a master class at a musical conservatory, I want people to come up and play their composition, as it were. My agenda is done. That is to say, my prepared remarks, which I didn't have any. You can see I had no notes. I'm finished. I want to work with people and generate the rest of the curriculum this evening to deliver for you one of the most valuable evenings about communication you'll ever have in your life. But I'm going to need your cooperation. Everybody with me? I need your cooperation at two levels. Number one, I need people who are courageous enough to come up in the front. Number two, I need the rest of you who are, hold on, have a seat. There's nothing more alienating than a prematurely enthusiastic Brit.
I'm South African.
Even worse. So here's what we need. I need a commitment from everybody who comes up in front of the room, and I need a greater commitment from those of you that are here. And that commitment has to have two forms. Number one, I would like you to deliver the person up here your complete attention and support. Everybody agree? Yes. But number two, more importantly, I want everybody who does not come up in front of the room, because the majority of you will not, I want everybody to be committed to getting the value for themselves that they can get this evening, even though they're not going to be sitting in one of these chairs. You'll be ripping yourselves off enormously. Do you have that expression in British English? Good. Okay. I'm always translating. I did, by the way, once have a very memorable experience that reminded me that George Bernard Shaw was right when he said that the Brits and the Americans are two people separated by a common language. Remind me before we leave, and I'll tell you about that. So look, the way to rip yourselves off is to say that the curriculum is here. The way to get what you came for is to know that it's in your seats. Everybody with me? So the only way that I know how to teach is interactively. I'm a talk show host. I'm not an Oxfordian professor, though I would actually like to be. We were yesterday in Oxford, and I thought, I'd really like to hang out here for about a year. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to interview people up in front of the room very much the same way I would on KABC Talk Radio Los Angeles, or if I ever fulfill one of my life's ambitions, and if I'm ever able to host a program on the BBC called An American in Love. I really want to make that happen. If anybody here can help me make that happen, there is an ample reward, I trust. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have an interaction up here, several interactions up here, and I will pause wherever I want and derive the lessons for the moment, pick them up.